Hello and welcome to Rose Ed, a fantasy football podcast. They say things start somewhere. Well, ours is currently starting in my spare room with my friend Alex. How you doing, Alex?
I'm fine, Michael, thank you.
We're going to meet up roughly twice a week, discuss the ongoings in the English Premier League in relation to fantasy football. This week we're going to do a preview of the Game Week 3 games, and we'll be starting off shortly with a review of our current league, who's winning, and the current league in England, just what teams are doing and how well they're doing.
So, looking at the table that we're all part of, the famous The League.
Stolen directly
after
from the
two
TV
games
show.
Scott is in the lead, 2 wins out of two and 189 points, which is quite remarkable.
Yes, he's officially one of the best players in Scotland just now. He's 413th overall in Scotland and he's 17,119th overall in the game, considering there's more than 5 million players. He's quite
in the
a top bad pot to
0.3% or something. It's incredible.
Well, he's won the league twice previously, so he has a bit of a bam to be playing against.
I don't think he's going to be wanting to change much his team in a hurry.
No, he's doing well so far.
I don't know who's playing him this week, but I wouldn't fancy it myself.
I don't know if I've beaten Scott in the past 3 years I've played him. That's the God's honest truth.
I don't think I have either.
No, and I finished saying last year, and I think the 4 games were the most horrible for me were against Scott.
So, in second place, we've got Kev Prentice. He's only 7 points behind in total.
So, reigning
if
champion.
You look at their teams, is there collusion between the Lark Hall pair?
No, Kev, being my cousin, as Scott likes to give us a bit of a beating every year. Kev's our current reigning champion. He's doing well again this year. There's no really two ways about it. And we're hoping to overthrow him. How have you done to start with, Alex? You're 2-for-2. You've won your first two.
I have. Each of those victories were by 1 point, so very fortunate. One place above me, a guy called Neil Renton. Hello, Neil. Never met you. He's on the plane. Third place, it might be.
Maybe. Well, I am 6th on goal difference, I think. I started 1-1 this year. I made the horrible decision of not captaining Mr. Aguero last week. However, I take some heart from the fact that even if I did captain him, it would only have been a draw. But still pretty gone.
And I noticed at the bottom of the pile was Brian Shields, who got off to a slow start last year.
Yep.
But he did make up a lot of ground in the second half of the season.
Yep. As a couple who have done the bottom have made some significant transfers so far. I do, as I've said from the start, think this year's season will be an early wildcard season, especially after the World Cup. But anyway, let's have a look at the actual real-life table that isn't the fantasy table. So if we look at the actual Premier League table, not our own one, we'll see quite a familiar sight with Man City sitting up
shock
there.
Shock horror.
Yeah, 7 goal difference, 6 points for 2 games. Maybe he's beaten them this year,
Liverpool are on their tail.
Do you think they'll beat them?
I don't know. I don't think Liverpool be consistent enough against all the other teams. I do believe they could beat Man City in both of those games.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think they'll lose points against others.
Yeah, I've just got this feeling that Klopp seems to have the upper hand against the head-to-head games with Pep. But in the full season, I just don't see Man City drop more points than they did last season. And there's still like a 20-odd point difference to Liverpool at that point.
Both teams have got really great depth in their squads.
Yep.
So even if they come to having really good runs in Europe, then I don't really see it affecting their league form much.
No, Man City have lost Kevin De Bruyne, Which, just as a side note, we have a draft league with a few of our friends. Alex drafted Kevin De Bruyne first, so that's kind of a heartbreaker for Mr. Stevens.
We'll forget about
But even with that, they went out and put six by Huddersfield without Mr. De Bruyne. And it's, I'd man say, I just don't see them dropping enough points this season to lose the league. Liverpool, I think, will be a comfortable second, but I just see there'll be a few games where the likes of Manchester United might take points off them, where Man City wouldn't fall down that way.
Chelsea in third place. I think they've surprised people not by the fact they won both of their games, but the style
Style
that
of
they did
football,
it.
yeah.
And you wanted to raise N'Golo Kanté's
Kante.
change of role.
Aye, well, Kante's getting a bit further up the field. He scored one goal already. £5 million, just over five now in the fantasy league. If he's going to score 8 to 10 goals this season, if possible, that's a bargain. And I was talking about early wild card earlier. I'm considering an early wild card for my team. Kante's one that's on my radar. And Sarri's just taking that team over. It seems to be a lot more of a unit now than it was
Ah,
under Conte.
definitely.
Suppose Watford again making a strong start to the season. Beating Burnley away from home is a big thing for any team, but it's
I
not the
think
Burnley of last year.
Burnley done way above their station
Yep.
last year. I think they'll struggle this year.
Yep. I've picked Burnley for relegation this year. Thursday night football, Saturday afternoon, evening or Sunday afternoon games. They've not got the squad for it, I don't think,
No.
Burnley. But Watford looking good. It's two game wins. Beat a plucky Fulham in the first game,
Yep.
and they beat Burnley. I mean, you've got to take it in face value. Going away, it's not an easy game in
Yeah,
Turf
I'm
Moor.
surprised they'll get maximum points at this stage.
Yep. Next couple of teams are teams that are playing well. Tottenham, Bournemouth, and Everton. Carrie Kane scores in August.
Yeah,
Many
that's a
fantasy
turn up
managers will
for
be
the
happy.
books.
Yeah, well, I drafted Harry Kane number one, so I'm very happy from that side of it.
Yeah, but who actually did pick them in their team for the fantasy league?
Yeah, it's a big
Because
thing.
it was the August thing.
Yep, I've not got them in my main team, not my salary cap team at all.
I think a few people will transfer them in this
I
week.
think there'll be a lot of transfers in for Kane. I'm liking Lucas Moura as well. If he keeps his run up in the team, I think he'll be a bit of a dark horse in fantasy.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, Callum Wilson,
Yeah, 6 points.
6 points I've got. Callum Wilson's goal
That's a surprise,
against, yeah.
6 points.
Callum Wilson's goal against West Ham kind of sums up West Ham's start to the season, where they pretty much ran round six defenders or six players and still managed to score. West Ham are 19th for a reason.
Bournemouth could be one of these teams where if you choose a couple of players for your, they're going to be cheap.
Yep, and
And on that for on current form, they might do you some favours.
They look really good. They're very not changed from last season, so they're used to each other. Good unity, good cohesion, great manager in Eddie Howe. And I think they'll surprise a few people. I don't want to say they could be this year's Burnley, because I think a lot was made of Burnley last year, finishing seventh, where they won nearly every game 1-0. But I
Yeah,
like,
it was boring.
yeah, I think Bournemouth are a bit more exciting.
But boring.
If you win games, you win games. It's not great for fantasy, but I think Bournemouth can be better for your fantasy in an attacking sense rather than a defensive sense. You've got your Everton next, and I think the future could be quite bright for Everton under Mr. Silva, especially with Richarlison, who I nearly had a heart attack when I seen the fantasy, not the fantasy, the transfer fee for him. But
Yeah.
he started off. One thing that I don't think a lot of people know or knew when he went to Watford is I think he'd played pretty much a full season in the Brazilian league before he went to Watford, and he was still playing non-stop right through to Christmas. I think his legs just kind of gave up, as well as losing his manager was partly that downturn. But now he's had a summer off, there could be some good things coming for Richarlison.
It's certainly been scoring the points.
And then the rest of your mid-table teams, the only one that really stands out for being mid-table's Man U, but we'll discuss that further as we look at the game
This going to be
reviews.
stand out by the end of the season?
Well, there's five teams better than them at
Let's
this
cut
point.
to the chase. How long has Mourinho got?
Aye, there's already talk of Zidane taking over, isn't there? From a fantasy point of view, a weak Man U, I don't know if it's a good thing for fantasy players to be picking the players just now.
If this guy's got to be letting in or getting defeated by teams like Brighton, he's not going to have a job for long.
No. The other thing to discuss is Arsenal are down in 17th in the table. They've actually got less points than Cardiff just now.
Well, I so
But their fixtures were tough
have.
to
It's
start
two
with.
very difficult
Man
games.
City and Chelsea. And they gave Chelsea a run for their money. We've praised Chelsea quite a lot so
Yeah,
far in this podcast.
that was a very open game, that one. Good
Very
to
open game.
watch.
Great to watch. And I think they could be one to watch in the week coming up. But that will cover our review of the actual table just now. We'll start next with what we see as the main games for fantasy managers to be looking at in the upcoming week. So, Alex, we've picked out three games that we think are probably going to have a big impact in the fantasy football this weekend. The first of which is Wolves and Man City.
The early kick-off on Saturday.
So
Do early kick-offs produce less goals?
I think it's a myth.
I do too.
I just don't like to have them in my coupon.
Aye.
Because
I've never chose my coupon by that time. That's my
it
problem.
genuinely, if I've got an early kick-off in my coupon, it warrants a second journey to the bench, or, to be perfectly honest with you. Suppose the big question, I suppose, leaving a coupon, but the same idea is, do you put your captain on the early kick-off this week with Mr. Aguero on form?
Well, do you? Good question. Wolves, I still think will be the surprise package this year. I don't think Man City are going to put six past Wolves.
No, but I think they'll put a few by Wolves. Wolves have had a really tough start to the season. They had a good result against Everton, with that two each, but they were against 10 men, and they did lose to Leicester after controlling the majority of the first half against
Right.
Leicester. I think the biggest issue for Wolves just now is they don't have an Aguero, they don't have a Kane. Now, plenty of teams don't, but they don't even have a Vardy. They don't have, in my opinion, that striker that's going to get them 15 to 20 goals a season.
I still think they're capable of scoring a goal in any game. But back to the Aguero point, is Pep going to pick the same striker 3 matches in a row?
I think you might see him start with Aguero and Jesus again together. I can see him going with the two up front again. They played incredibly well against Huddersfield, and he spoke very highly after the game. Now, personally, I don't think I'm captaining Aguero this week, but that's because of the games we're going to talk about after this one. But I don't think anyone who captains Aguero is going to be upset. I can see him getting one, maybe two goals against Wolves in this one.
A goal's more likely than not.
As for Wolves, I've got Neves in my team. I'm not going to be removing him,
Yeah, I've
but
got a few Wolves players. I think I've rested both of them last week, but
I'm not going to be bringing in a Wolves goalkeeper to my team or a Wolves defender for this game. Let's put it that way. Although
no.
the god of fate will now bring us out with a 0-0 draw after everything we've said.
As I said, I think it's a midfielder, maybe two midfielders for Wolves, and I thought I don't even think I'd play them.
I suppose the big one that's coming through for Man City this season, is, apart from Aguero, would be Mr. Mendy. I think Benjamin Mendy's had a storming start to the season.
Yeah, one to watch.
I think I'm going to do my best to get him in my team this weekend.
Yeah.
It's four assists so far, possibly. Definitely get two at the weekend. I think he
But
might have
Man
got two in
City
the game.
have such a plethora of brilliant midfielders.
I mean, the thing with Mendy is he got injured last season, didn't feature very often because of that. Before he got injured, he looked amazing. He's also good chat. His social media presence is something
Yeah.
else.
Whoever they put on that park, it's a win-win.
And I can still see Wolves getting a goal against them. I don't know about picking Man City defenders purely for clean sheet points.
Yeah, and their goalkeeper, this
I
play
like
out from the goal, he does make a
Ederson's.
few mistakes, does Mr. Ederson.
But just by the way they play, they're probably going to keep the most clean sheets in the season. But to me, you can get a goalkeeper who'll be comparable for £1 million less at 4.5. as opposed to their
Well,
five,
this
five and a half, for
Liverpool
instance.
guy's supposed to be the similar kind of
Yeah,
goalkeeper.
and talking of Liverpool, I think one of the big games is going to be Liverpool against Brighton.
Well, Brighton shocked us all by beating Manchester United, but at Anfield.
Anfield, yes, and Brighton had a horrible away form last season. Now, Salah could have scored three, four against Crystal
Five.
Palace easy.
Any offers?
Yes, and this did the game I captained him in and didn't captain Aguero. He got a lot of pain about that penalty. I think it was a penalty. I think it was a stonewall penalty, to be perfectly honest with you. I think he was too honest for his own good, be staying up the first time he got
Just looking at your face, Michael,
kicked.
it's really sticking in your throat, this one, isn't it?
This is what happens when you've got a WhatsApp group chat of friends who play fantasy football together, and some who have picked Salah and some who haven't, I suppose.
You see, Salah got 34 goals in the
Something
league
like that.
last year, and I think he's a good player, but he's no Messi and he's no
No,
Ronaldo.
no,
I don't think he'll do it again.
no. I think he's had his season of 34, but I still say he'll get more than 20 this year. I don't think you can have your team without him, is my opinion, and I think it's divided a lot of fantasy managers this year. The value of Salah and the cost for him to bring him into your team is huge.
Is.
I still think he'll probably be the highest points gaining player by the end of the season,
He
in my
could
opinion.
well be
I
that
just don't think it'll be the same as last
because he
season.
gets 1 point more for a goal than the likes of Harry Kane.
Yeah, which is a big thing being a midfielder. The one thing, obviously, we made a fantasy day out on Saturday, and a lot of us were discussing bonus points, and Salah doesn't tend to get a lot of bonus points, and it's because of the amount of chances he gets and chances that he misses. A lot of Salah's goals come from perseverance and just
Yeah,
being in
but
the right place at
scoring
the time.
goals alone gives you bonuses.
Yeah, but a lot of his misses add up. And for example, the Crystal Palace game, he had two assists but didn't get a bonus point.
That's true. That's true.
So you've got to think about that when you're picking him, especially with the value on him. But I don't think you can not pick him. But I suppose the man of the moment for Liverpool is Mane. To me, he was the, if you had Kevin De Bruyne in your team, he was the straight swap for Kevin De
Yeah,
Bruyne
he
in me.
was for me. That's exactly what I did.
I've got him in my draft side, he's doing well for me. I've not got him in my salary cap team, and that's our big head-to-head league we've talked about.
Yeah.
But to me, he's just, if you had Kevin De Bruyne there, straight swap. I don't see how
So,
not.
Aguero's not your captain, and Sané is.
Mane, you mean?
Mane,
Mane.
sorry.
You could have Mane as a captain against Liverpool against Brighton. I'm probably going to captain Salah because I don't have Mane in my team. I'll probably be captain Salah again this week. It's not set in stone.
It's the fixture that looks likely to get the home team the most goals,
Yeah,
yeah.
unless Brighton stick 5, 10 men behind the ball, I don't see that necessarily happening,
I
as I think
don't
Liverpool will
think
break them
Brighton
down.
are that kind of team. They're a wee bit more open than that.
They got three against Man U.
Yeah.
They defended very well in the second half against Man U until they gave away the penalty. Crystal Palace played incredibly well against Liverpool, albeit a slightly misfired in Liverpool with Firmino going a bit missing in that game. This could be a game as well for Firmino to kickstart his season. I always kind of see Firmino as a good value striker for the amount of goals he gets, which was 18, 19 last season,
Yeah.
and he's less than 10 million. To me, Firmino's a good value striker.
Yeah.
He's very rarely my captain, though.
I wish he would score more often. Everybody does.
Yeah, the thing is, he's not that. Again, he's not the Harry Kane, he's not Jamie Vardy, but he's not that
No.
position either.
No.
And I wouldn't have any Brighton players in my game for this one in my team. I just don't see any Brighton players that I'd want to have
I don't
just
think
now.
he had any last season at all.
Yeah. And Liverpool defensively as well, they've kept two clean sheets, which is a big difference. I think they're in the run of something like 8 or 9 clean sheets. Van Dijk has clearly made a difference since he's come into
Yeah,
there.
big time.
And you've also got the local Scottish boy, Andy Robertson.
He's been a big surprise.
Yeah, it's assists as well. And
Yeah,
again, I think this year,
he does play well on that wing.
and again this year, I think your defenders are probably more likely to be wing backs, and you're looking
Aye.
for assist points from them rather than clean sheet points from
Yeah.
your defenders. It's a big thing, and as well, ones that can pick up goals.
Although the central defender you just
Nah,
mentioned,
Mr.
he
Van Dijk.
should get some headed goals, you know.
£75 million. I'm not going to criticise Liverpool's recruitment. It's the market we're in just now is crazy. they've signed the players early this year, and they seem to have quite a strong squad there.
Yeah, well, they got to the final of the Champions League.
And we've not even talked about your likes of Keita, Fabinho, correct, and everything. And Keita looks like a good signing as well.
Absolutely.
And the third game we've picked out is Arsenal against West Ham. Now, I picked this one out because I think...
You're forever blowing bubbles, to be honest.
I think West Ham are in a bad place. And I think Arsenal, with starting with two losses, are going to want to prove a point.
And yeah, this new guy, he seems okay.
Emery, yeah. I think I wouldn't want to be in West Ham's shoes right now. I have a feeling this
They've
could
be a great individuals, West Ham, like Arnautovic and that. But yep, as a team, they don't gel very well very often.
I think the one good thing for West Ham in this game is it's not at the Olympic Stadium.
Aye.
Because the atmosphere it's there, not, until they start awful. Winning at home, is pretty toxic.
It's too big a stadium for them.
There's that, but the fans are just so disillusioned having to move stadiums. The advantage they've got is they're not playing at home, I think, this week. But aye, I think with Arsenal, if you've got Aubameyang, you're going to have a good week. If you've got Mkhitaryan, you're probably going to have a good week.
Yeah.
It's a chance for Ozil to kickstart his season, but we all know how Ozil is.
Well, how long's he played for Arsenal? About 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah, at least.
And he never did anything for Arsene Wenger.
Thing is, though, he's finished plenty of seasons with the most assists in the league. And when it comes to fancy football, that's really all we care about.
True.
He's not a huge number of goals out of him, but assists, we could see some. But I think I quite liked Aubameyang this year. In general,
yeah, he didn't play. I mean, he missed a few sitters against Chelsea,
and I think he's also in penalties. And if you've got somebody in your team who's taking penalties, they can look good. I mean, it's 3 points for you if they're going to be taking them. It's just a great start for your player to be taking penalties.
I don't think you could nor have an Arsenal players in your fantasy football team.
Yeah,
but a lot of people will because they're so far down.
Yeah, and I think already, if you look at Arsenal's upcoming fixtures, they've got quite a decent run coming up. It's not too bad. They've got West Ham, then they've got Cardiff, Newcastle, and then their next tricky game is not until the 23rd of September, but they've got Everton. Then after that, they've got Watford. So
maybe they'll all be tricky, though.
There's no easy games in this league, as they love to say, and especially on a Super Sunday when you've got a Cardiff Newcastle game or whatever.
But Arsenal are on song, they'll beat all of those teams.
Yep, yeah, I like the look of Arsenal, from at least for the next 6 fixtures or so, to have players like Aubameyang, Mkhitaryan in your team. I can see them doing particularly high scores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's open by the looks of it, you know.
Yeah. Won't touch the defenders, and I'm not going to touch Peter Cech. I was surprised Peter Cech's starting when they signed the new goalkeeper. But
yeah, I was surprised he's played in the first 2 games.
Yep, but when it comes to your guys that are up front for them, I think it'll be good. Be interesting to see if he continues to play Iwobi, because Iwobi's a relatively cheap option.
Mm-hmm.
Scored against Chelsea, looked quite lively, could be one to pick up as well if he continues that way. But then again, this could be a situation where it's a London derby and West Ham just decide to show up.
Yeah, and blow bubbles.
And blow bubbles and win the game, but you never know. But at this point, I think these 3 games you could possibly have, well, you're not going to be able to afford it, but there's 9 outfield players straight for these 3 games that you'd love to have in your team.
Yeah,
minimum.
If you stick a quid in all 3 of them winning Man City, Liverpool and Arsenal, I don't think you would double your money.
No, I don't think so either. We'll be back in a minute. We're just going to look at the mediumish fixtures, of what we're calling them, which are ones that have some interest.
The ones that are not the top 3.
But not the top 3. And but there is interest in pretty much all the fixtures.
So, Leicester.
Yeah, Leicester and Southampton. So, we have quite an interesting game, I think. Both teams.
Yeah. Southampton, I don't think will do well this season at all. So I think that's an away win there. But Leicester without Vardy, you know.
Who gets the goals? It's the big question.
I've
But
never liked Iheanacho, and as you know, I follow Leicester closely, them being my favourite team. And Iheanacho is bloody useless. And that's been kind.
I think this might be the game he comes back and bites you in the bottom for that, Alex. But I know what you mean. He's never been a great points gainer in
He
fantasy.
can't pass, he can't tackle. Yeah, he's a poacher and then he'll get goals, but I don't rate him at all.
To me, the big one for Leicester this season is Maddison, the boy they signed
Yeah,
for Norwich. He
he's had a good,
looks
very good start.
got a goal. He looks like a player.
He does. I think he'll grow.
In this market, the amount they're going for, something like 15 million, seems like a steal, and especially in this transfer
There was another
craziness.
guy played for, just came into the Leicester team, a winger. Is it Pereira?
Pereira, he's got assists last week as well,
Yeah,
and he looks all
quite
right.
a bit of trickery in his play as well.
Well, he's got two assists so far, 'cause he's got an assist in the opening day as well, for Vardy's goal against Man U, I believe. But without Vardy, it's going to be tricky going away from home to
It
Southampton.
is, but I don't see Southampton scoring a goal, so it's nothing each or Leicester win.
Well, I don't know as much. I've got Danny Ings on my team.
Right,
I draft
okay.
him anyway. And I'm probably going to look to bring him into my salary cap team. I think Danny Ings could have a season. Now, he could have a season in a club that gets relegated, which is entirely possible.
Or
With
who's gonna buy him?
who buys him at Christmas
That's
is
when
possible
we'll
as well.
have a season.
He is on lo it's on loan, my option to buy, I
Right.
believe, is the way it's done. But I don't think really it's an option. I think it's just a they've bought him, but they need to loan to get around the transfer deadlines. I think he could have a good season. He looked lively against Everton, and he's got his first goal of the season. I think he's one to watch going forward with it. But as for Southampton, Mark Hughes is the manager.
I just
Doesn't
don't see
inspire
it.
confidence. Doesn't inspire confidence.
I think they might be down.
There's a chance. So the next big one to look at, the medium one to look at,
Well,
would
it's quite
be
a big match, really.
Man U and Spurs.
Yeah.
I put this in here to say that it's probably not one of the main fantasy fixtures, because I don't think a lot of people have Man U players on their team after last week.
No.
I have one in my team and he's going out, I imagine, speaking of Sanchez. Apparently he's injured, but with Mourinho, we never really
There's
know, do we?
something going. A lot of things going on behind closed doors there.
It's not our place to say he's lying. He's down, he's injured on the site. Not heard any reports to say he's not injured, but there wasn't much news beforehand that he was either. I can't think of a player that's playing for Man U just now, other than possibly Pogba, that I'd want to put in the team, and mainly because Pogba's taking penalties.
They're really not worth talking about at the
No.
moment, to be honest.
I think we'll know where Man U sit in the next few weeks to see if the Brighton result was an aberration, or if it is same old Mourinho, same old
It
boredom.
won't be same old Mourinho for long if he continues down this track.
But I think the more interesting one here is Spurs.
Yeah.
Harry Kane gets his August goal.
Does he got another?
That's Harry Kane. He's got to score at least 20 this year.
About in August?
I mean, in August he started to score earlier.
So I think people will be buying him in this week.
I don't think we can say that they wouldn't. I haven't got him in my team yet. I think at some point I'll
I'm
have Kane
shocked
in.
by that.
I've got him in my draft, but I've not got him in my team yet. Whether or not I bring him in, I don't know if I bring him in yet. It's a lot of money, and especially when you've got Salah in your team and I've got Aguero. I don't know if it's possible to have Salah, Aguero and Kane in your team and have a balanced team at the same time. Especially if you're wanting to have a Mendy or a Robertson in defence as well, or an Alonso or an Aspilicueta.
Why don't you get that guy you love, Dele
Dele's looking all right.
He started okay,
He started
actually.
okay.
I don't think he had a good year last year, but.
No, I don't mind Ali. I think he just had a really poor season last season.
Yeah.
And his World Cup exploits might give him a bit of confidence to actually kick on to be the player he can be. Because last season, I think his head was turned by the fame that he got from the first season in the Spurs team.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's probably more settled to be what he is now at
So,
this point.
a score prediction there.
I think Spurs beat them. I don't know how they beat them, probably 2-1 area. I don't see it being a huge drubbing.
Yes, I think Spurs are definitely going to get a goal and maybe two, and Man United will score one less.
Yeah, I don't see it being a huge drubbing for Man U, but I don't see them winning. I
No.
can see it being a convincing defeat when you watch the game, and it being quite a
Yeah.
spur-sided, but that's about it. And then the next game I've marked off is Newcastle and Chelsea, mainly because obviously of Chelsea. Discussed Kante's new position earlier. Chelsea just look all right.
Yep, they played well. They started better than I thought they would.
Yep. Couple of good players on the team. Chelsea, I've got Aspilicueta. He's Mr. Reliable. He's
Alonso for me.
the ones also Mr. Reliable. If Morata continues to play for Chelsea, it'll be an interesting one. If he can find some form, because
Yeah,
he
he's
brings
an
you some great.
alternative.
Yeah, but, and the thing about Morata as well, I think nearly all his goals have been assisted by Aspilicueta since he
Or
started.
Alonso.
Well, I think it was something like he had 9 goals last season and 9 assists for Aspilicueta
From
on his
him.
head. Something crazy like that. So it opens up a whole channel of two players that can get you a lot of points from that side.
Yeah.
But they'll need to defend better than they did against Arsenal, because they let Arsenal tear them apart at the end of that first half. They really did.
Yeah,
But
I
again,
don't think Newcastle's gonna provide any opposition.
yeah, Kennedy played a whole half of football last weekend and didn't complete a successful
Yeah,
pass.
I've seen that. But then, if you watch some of these other superstars in the Premier League, they probably have exactly the same stats. I don't know why that was singled out.
I think it's the first time it's ever happened not to have won full pass,
Right.
but
Must happen every match in the SPL.
that's a bit different. But Newcastle, I just unless as long as they can keep a hold of Benitez, I think they'll be okay. But they need to keep a hold of Benitez for that to happen. And again, two clubs we've already spoke about today quite a wee bit was Bournemouth and Everton. I think it's just this. I think the reason this is interesting is people will have Bournemouth players, people will have Everton players, and I suppose it comes down to will it be more of the same from both clubs, and will Ricarlison continue scoring? The one big question I have off the back of last week to this week is Walcott now a viable choice in fantasy football?
It has to be.
Yeah, I think getting away from Arsenal could be a good thing for his career.
Definitely.
And hopefully Silva can bring something else. I quite like Walcott. He always seemed to be played out of position by Wenger, and he seemed to have that potential to actually have a season where he scores 10, 15 goals and got a
He
goal and
never has
assist.
a particularly bad game, you
No,
know what
I
I mean?
mean, we'll see how he goes it going forward. I think that's the big question. And I suppose when we do the review this week, we'll see how he done.
But Evan, I don't know what it is, but there's a wee bit of magic about them, and then they blow it.
Aye. I suppose it's consistency when it comes down to, and whether Silva brings that consistency out of them. They've spent all this money, and it's a hell of a lot of money they've spent over the past 2 seasons. What's the best they can hope for? Possibly sixth, maybe.
No.
And that's, but I'm assuming if Man United, sorry, totally capitulate and finish seventh or eighth and have
Yeah.
a Moyes-esque season, which is possible, but I don't
Well,
think it's going to
I
happen.
wouldn't rule it out,
I
but I
think
don't think Everton will be the team.
no, Everton, what they should be aiming for is to be the best of the rest,
Of course.
but whether or not they are is a different matter. And
Well,
we've said,
when is it they move into the new stadium?
I don't know if they've got one coming up or not.
There's big plans in
Cool.
Liverpool for a new stadium for
Well,
them.
we'll discuss that next week. We've looked at
Right,
the actual
okay.
details then. But yeah, I suppose we've spoke a bit about Bournemouth earlier as well, and there's a few players there that people will
Well,
have.
2 wins out of two.
Yep.
Is it 3 out of 3?
Nope.
I'll put it down for a draw at the moment.
I'm thinking drawing the game as well. And what we'll do is we'll just take a quick couple of seconds break, and we'll be back with the fixtures that there isn't a lot to talk about. But the more important part is who me and Alex think are the ones to watch in game week 3. So the last few games we're going to have a look at are the games that have probably got limited exposure to fantasy football. This week it's Huddersfield are playing Cardiff, Watford are playing Crystal Palace, and Fulham are playing Burnley. So Huddersfield, Cardiff, nil nil. See
It's that
much?
proverbial six pointer already,
Yeah.
and it's nil nil.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Sutton believes that Cardiff are going to get relegated with the lowest ever points
I
total.
think there's a chance of that. Although Swindon made the market what 11?
Derby, got 11. I think was it was Derby. I think Swindon might have been before it was the Premier League. But
yeah, I think there's a chance of that. They're dreadful.
Yeah, Neil Warnock's never fared well in the Premier League.
No. And Huddersfield, you know, they were quite lucky last season.
Yeah, I mean, the Man City result, you can't take much from it.
No.
But neither of these two teams are standing there going, sign me with players. The only thing that probably has been the standout is the Cardiff goalie. Two penalty saves so far. But 1 point out of two could end up with 2 points out of three at the end of this game, or still 1 point out of three. If anyone's going to nick it, I think Huddersfield will nick it.
I would say the home team.
So, Watford Crystal Palace, the next one. I mean, as we said earlier, Watford are...
Two wins out of two.
Crystal Palace look good against Liverpool.
Yeah, however, I think they looked good in the first match as well.
Yeah, however, their young starlet, Wan-Bissaka, who millions of fantasy players have picked up. He got himself sent off for probably an unnecessary tackle on Salah in the grand scheme of things, but it is what it is. I have another Crystal Palace defender with Tompkins. I think he's got a chance of getting a goal.
I'll get Van Aanholt.
Van Aanholt's not a bad call either. I think there's a lot of good value to be had in a very organised Crystal Palace defence.
Yeah.
Roy Hodgson will have that defence well drilled and well instructed.
No danger of relegation this season.
I can see them being very much a mid-table team by the end of the season.
Watford too.
Same with Watford. I mean, when you look at those two teams, the one player, I suppose, it's the blue-chip player, would be Mr. Zaha. And he's not overly expensive, Wilfred Zaha. And I think he's got the chance again at about 15 goals this season. I think when you look back at last season for Crystal Palace, they did not win a game.
He's a talented guy.
And he's just signed a new 5-year contract, which I don't expect him to see out.
That's some stat you just mentioned there.
Oh, they never won.
Every game he played.
Yeah. Well, every game they lost, he didn't play.
Right.
So every game he played, effectively, they drew or won. He was injured for a big, huge percentage last season. He looks like a good player.
It's a draw.
There's a good chance he'd been a draw. I mean, it depends how much the Wan-Bissaka miss actually affects them. And a lot of Crystal Palace fans feel quite hard done to after the Liverpool game, which I don't think they should do. I think they played very well.
Yep.
But it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back after that. And lastly, Fulham and Burnley. Both teams need a win.
Yeah, I don't fancy Burnley this year.
No, I don't. I think Fulham have showed a spark of some creativity this year. The first game they had against Crystal Palace, were very unlucky not to get a penalty when Shirley was brought down in the box.
Mm-hmm.
I can see a Fulham win here. And if they do get a win, that will probably tell us more about players that could be potential for them in fantasy. I suppose the big standout for Fulham, Sessegnon.
He's a very talented guy.
I don't see him being there for too long. I'm surprised he never went to a Tottenham or something this year. But then again, Tottenham didn't spend anything.
Well, here's his chance to shop prove window. He's worth.
Shop window. Burnley last year were the bastions of hope for cheap defenders. They had all those players that were 4.5 million, guaranteed a lot of clean sheets. Just doesn't feel like that this season, does it?
Well, we've seen them against Aberdeen.
Yeah, I mean,
and they were shaky.
Again, I think it says a lot about the mid-table in English League. I was listening to Football Ramble podcast. It's one of my favourites. Where they said, "Is there really any mid-table teams anymore? There's the top six, and then there's teams that are two or three defeats away from relegation problems." And that's kind of the situation you're getting in English League.
Yep.
Any of those teams who lose 3-4 games in the trot will struggle to be at the higher end of mid-table, and they can get drawn right in a relegation battle. At least that's what it was last season. It'll be interesting to see if that's how it goes this season.
Yeah, it's the points thing. You've got the top six with 60 points and more, and then the rest with 15 less.
It's a big drop-off. And I think we're going to see teams getting relegated with less and less points. I don't think that... Was it, they must say 40 points is safe. I think it's getting lower and lower. Yeah. I think 35 can get you safe these days.
The teams that have been hammered this season, Huddersfield,
Yeah, I
You
mean,
know.
these teams can still survive, that's the thing. I mean, we're only 3 weeks in, or we will be 3 weeks in after these fixtures, but it'll be interesting to see. So, lastly, as a feature of the way fancy football, what I think we're going to do is, for week three coming up, is pick our ones to watch. We'll get a jingle for that. But mine, I've already basically said, I think Arsenal should have quite the run of the game against West Ham.
They should have.
They should have. So I'm going to say I think Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan are two from Arsenal that I think are ones to watch. And it's obvious I'm going to say it, but Salah. I think Salah will have a high point scoring game against Brighton. Is
Yep.
it anything you would differ on there, Alex?
Not really, I would say the one to watch, although I'll be sitting out it personally myself. Is who captains Salah and who captains Aguero?
Yeah, and I think for the full season coming up, assuming that Pep decides to stick with Aguero, that will be the challenge for pretty much every fantasy football manager for this league, is picking the right week to captain
Captain.
Aguero or captain Salah. The other players may show up and give it a bit of a change to that, but I think they're going to be the two. Unsurprisingly, Kane could be that as well, but I suppose it depends on Spurs form.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Will Spurs be top three this year?
it's interesting. I don't know. I think, I mean, I know my top two. I don't know who my top
Yeah, I
four
know the
are.
top two, but who's three? Because
Yeah.
Chelsea
Before the
worth
first two
watching.
games, I wouldn't have picked Spurs to finish third. But after the first two games, you've seen that Arsenal are Arsenal.
Yeah.
Chelsea's defence is weaker than I was expecting it to be. Man U are a lot poorer
Oh,
than I was
they're out
expecting.
the
Not that I was
equation for top three, I think.
expecting much from them. I mean, it's going to be an interesting one to
I want to
see
follow.
where they head up. So Spurs could quite easily take that third spot. But that'll be us for this week. Just like to thank yous all for tuning in and listening to Rose Ed, a fantasy football podcast.
Cheers.
We'll be setting up things like a Twitter and a Facebook in the coming weeks. Hopefully get some interaction with people who listen to it. We'll take any feedback on board for things you'd like to hear about, any questions you'd
Keep
like
it
to
clean.
ask. And we'll hopefully just do some things like a wee jingle and thing that I set up for the podcast. Just small life improvements that will go on progressively over the week. But I really appreciate your time for listening to us, and it's goodbye from me.
And it's good luck from me to all of you, and goodbye.
Have a good week. Bye.